Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 19 of Connecting with CAN, a podcast dedicated to sharing Kuwait Aid Network's experiences on working with migrant workers. I'm your host, Caleb Sanders. On today's podcast, we have Mariam, who is our research director at CAN, and we'll be talking about healthcare for migrant workers in Kuwait. So, Mariam, to start off, let's discuss the general state of healthcare in Kuwait. What can you tell us about the healthcare system in the country?
Hi, Caleb. Thanks so much for having me. Kuwait provides both a free public healthcare system and a private one, and each governorate has its own healthcare facilities and hospitals, which is particularly crucial considering the high prevalence of health issues related to multiple things and a significant number of individuals with various medical conditions. The system is both overloaded and has seen a sharp decrease in many Kuwaitis seeking healthcare abroad for their undiagnosed conditions. I think this is one of the biggest challenges is the lack of professional expertise that leads to misdiagnosis, it leads to high overturn of staff, and ultimately poor quality healthcare. Yes, Kuwait has short waiting times for healthcare clinics, and that generally costs are much cheaper than in other countries worldwide, but there are structural issues that really hurt system users.
Okay, thank you. Now let's delve into the healthcare experiences of migrant workers in Kuwait. What does the data reveal about the challenges they face in accessing medical services?
Well, we did a project at CAN, which was part of a survey collaboration with Vital Signs, on a report about unexplained migrant deaths in the Gulf area. And we did a survey on this issue in particular in Kuwait, where we found that accessing medical services is 20% more difficult for migrant workers. And shockingly, the survey also indicates that COVID-19 deaths among migrant workers were 40% higher compared to Kuwaiti citizens.
That is very concerning. What factors do you think contribute to these difficulties migrant workers encounter in receiving healthcare?
Well, through the survey, we found out that there are several barriers. Firstly, 51% of respondents reported being refused healthcare due to a lack of physical identification. So 51% of them didn't have the civil IDs, which is necessary to get into any healthcare clinic or any hospital in Kuwait, and you get refused entry or service if you don't have a civil ID. Now, you can have a civil ID online through the Hawaiti app, but 24% of migrant workers face challenges due to the absence of virtual identification through the app. This can be for multiple reasons, maybe not having a phone, not having internet, not having access to the app itself, or not knowing that you should have an app. Some people don't have their civil ID numbers, so they can't input the information into the Hawiti app. And so there's multiple issues that have to do with just having proper identification. 20% encountered issues because they had no bank card. So for expats and migrant workers, they have to pay a specific amount to get into the government facilities, as they do have to with private healthcare as well. You have to have some form of identification, or you have to have a valid bank card for the government services because they don't accept cash. And so 29% encountered these issues because they had no bank card to present at the government facilities. And often the site that you'll see at some healthcare facilities or the clinics in Mustawsafat is that there's migrant workers or expats who can't get access because they don't have credit cards or they don't have bank cards. And so these difficulties stem from those kind of issues and just the sheer volume of migrant workers entering and leaving the country without proper processing, without proper identification. You know, human trafficking leads to a lot of these issues where migrant workers just don't have documentation and therefore cannot access the healthcare systems legally. And discrimination is another significant obstacle. 40% of the surveyed migrant workers reported instances of discrimination while seeking healthcare. And shockingly, 67% faced negative attitudes from the healthcare professionals. 37% encountered inappropriate language, and 25% were entirely denied service. And so these are very large proportions of people that have had issues with the system itself while trying to seek healthcare and trying to seek help for their medical conditions. And having 67% of the people that we surveyed come back to us and tell us that they had, you know, these issues of discrimination and negative attitudes from the professionals is very sad to hear. And also, you know, some of these professionals in the Ministry of Health or in, you know, the private clinics, there is a high percentage of them who are also non-Kuwaiti, who are also in the system. And so it's very discouraging to hear that there's issues in between the healthcare staff, that they are not providing the services as needed.
Yeah, that is pretty disheartening to hear that there's discriminatory practices, both personal and systemically, and even just the faults in the system that allow for just the unequal healthcare for migrant workers. I think another aspect to consider is the financial barrier. So how do financial constraints affect migrant workers' access to healthcare in Kuwait?
I mean, financial challenges are substantial. 13% of respondents told us that they can never afford healthcare, and 17% said that they can rarely afford it. 36% said that they can sometimes afford healthcare, while 30% claimed that they can often or always afford it. And 59% reported reducing spending on essential needs just to afford healthcare, which is really concerning given that most migrant workers are already underpaid and have families to support. And so a lot of the time, because of the lack of equity in the financial system, in providing migrant workers with, you know, their pay, in providing them with fair labor conditions and payments, you know, a lot of them struggle with spending that money. Do they spend it on food? Do they spend it on rent? Can they afford to pay for expensive medication? Can they afford to pay for the 1 KD fee to go in to meet the doctor? And the answer that we found was no. If they cannot afford it, they will not take the risk. And also for the ones that are undocumented, you know, this is another significant challenge: is how can they access healthcare? And a lot of them will resort to private healthcare if they don't have civil IDs and, you know, use their passport or use any other form of ID. But the price of private clinics or private, you know, healthcare is very, very expensive in Kuwait. And getting medication is also incredibly expensive in Kuwait from a private clinic. And so, you know, the issues that undocumented migrant workers face are very significant, and their financial situation really affects their choices and their ability to seek healthcare and actually get it. And so, you know, a lot of the people that we talked to, a lot of the surveys that we got back, you know, it was very discouraging for us to see and very sad for us to see that a lot of people, you know, couldn't afford to get healthcare. A lot of people, you know, tried but were discouraged because of discrimination. And a lot of people were, you know, had also suffered from, you know, various chronic illnesses, various conditions that affected their livelihoods, that affected their quality of life, their work, their family life, everything. And so, you know, these are a lot of very different challenges that affect migrant workers. And the sad thing is everybody in the healthcare system, you know, should have this obligation to provide healthcare no matter what, because that's part of being a healthcare provider. But unfortunately, we saw that that was not the case.
Yeah, absolutely. Migrant workers, they face a lot of struggles when it comes to healthcare. Absolutely. Financially is definitely a big one, but there's definitely many. Despite these obstacles, though, migrant workers are expected to endure long hours in extreme conditions. Like, how do they cope? What are the potential risks associated with their coping mechanisms?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, many migrant workers have little choice but to endure these hardships to keep their jobs. The fear of being sent back home or being abandoned by their employers pushes them to work through pain and discomfort. And a lot of people only have, you know, one day off, which is Friday, to rest. And, you know, if you can imagine, like, if you have one day off a week, you know, would you go to the hospital? Would you try to run errands? Would you try to talk to people back home? Would you try to rest? It's a very difficult situation. And, you know, Consequently, few people resort to self-medicating with over-the-counter drugs, which we also like found that there was a lot of people filling out the surveys that said that they depended, you know, on days where they felt a significant amount of pain or days where they couldn't access healthcare. They resorted to taking things like Panadol. That was something that was very common, and also very common when people did go to healthcare clinics was that they were not offered treatment for their ailments. They were just given Panadol and sent back home, and told to just sleep it off or just to take the Panadol and go away. And so, you know, Panadol is not the solution for chronic pain or for, you know, a lot of things, really. It's just ibuprofen. It's just a, you know, a small painkiller. So, you know, self-medicating with things like Panadol, with things like cough medicine, can lead to severe damage to vital organs when used excessively, and can lead to issues with kidneys, can lead to kidney failure, actually. And so, you know, these kind of issues that my coworkers face when trying to access the system can lead to even more significant health issues that will stay with them for life. And so, you know, I think that when we look at how difficult it is for some people to access the system, we have to ask ourselves, you know, why is this happening? What kind of healthcare system do we want in the country? You know, there should be equitable access to everybody, and there should be and the resources that do exist should be there to support people when they need it. And despite of their legal situation, despite of their access to identification, despite of their financial situation, and it's purely for the necessity and the need that they come to seek help for.
Absolutely, Mariam. And yeah, it absolutely should just be fair for everyone in Kuwait, especially migrant workers are working so hard in such extreme heat. Not that they should have special treatment by any means, but they should definitely be treated equally and offered the healthcare that they need to continue doing those hard jobs. And yeah. Thank you all for listening to this episode of Connecting with Can. We hope you're having a wonderful day, and we'll see you next week. Stay connected.